Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi's Daf Mimches in the Ois Vader edition. Perek Shishi, beginning of Aloch Beis in the Baran Daf Mimzayin Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Oisim betolush besuria. Suria, which is not Mamash Eretz Yisrael, has some dinim like Eretz Yisrael, some dinim not, because it was Kibush Yochit. So in Suria, you are allowed to do work on tolush. Any fruits which are not connected to the ground, you're allowed to work on them. Reb Chaim explains, we're going back to what we said earlier, that in Eretz Yisrael, a person who's choshed al hashvi, someone who is suspected, you're not allowed to work with him. But in Surya, you're allowed to. But then there's the Mishnah of Imches, avaloi b'mechubar. If it's connected to the ground, then you cannot do work. And we'll see in the Gemara why, even though there's no Kedusha Shemito so much in Syria. Doshim zoyrim v'doychim u'me'amrim. You can do any work that is done to detached grain. So disho, which is threshing, zoyrin, throwing in the wind, dorchim, stepping on it, umeami, making piles, all that can be done. Avaloi koitzim, aloi boitzim, aloi moiskim. Ktsira, betzira, and mesiko are different types of harvest for different types of item that grow, either the grain, or grapes, or olives. So that's already avoy, has to do with the karka itself, connected to the ground, that you cannot do. Klal omar rekiva, give us the following rule. Whatever in Eretz Yisrael, you can find a way to do it. For example, in Eretz Yisrael, you could do work on the six-year fruits. So then in Syria, you could do even the seventh year. Whatever you have a heter in Eretz Yisrael to do it some way, you could do it in Syria in any way possible, any way that you're touching Perish Shvi's. Says the Gemara, Oisim betosh besuria. Omar avo shelo yoilchim mishtakim sham. What's the reason you're not allowed to work on the land, even though it doesn't have Kedusha Shvi's? We don't want people to go and move to Syria where they can work the land, even in Shemitah. Betolush lamu umotur, meaning why did they allow to do work on detached roots if you don't want people to be there? So when we go to chami ravcho kariv loinofik, meaning we want to allow some benefits in Syria so people will not leave Eretz Yisrael and Syria and go to full hutzlarts. So we gave some benefits in Syria. There's some, what's the benefits? You could work on detached roots. But still, they didn't give a full address. People won't be encouraged to move there. Are you allowed to, in Eretz Yisrael, do tchino, which is grinding with a goy? So answer the Gemara, look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Asur. In Surya, you could do when it's detached, but that's when it's connected. How about Eretz? If it's Asur. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's disconnected, only in Syria they allowed it. So tchino, which is done betosh, is asur. Says the Gemara, makom shu nechol v'loy nevad. Any place that you're able to eat the fruits of Shemitah, you're not allowed to work at Shemitah. Syria will be a good example. You're not allowed to work at Shemitah. Ma'u laskir behem toshamki. You rent your animal to somebody else. So as Reb Chaim points out, in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to rent the animal to Yisrael, who's choshed al Shemitah, because he may be used it to work the land. And he can't rent it to a goy either, because Rabbanim goy is similar to renting an animal to a goy on Shabbos. Same way you can't rent an animal to do work on Shabbos, you can't rent an animal to do work at Shemitah. What about a place like Syria? It says more of Levi, Tzanvarayo, Shalar Bitzrok, Vularvami, Vasur, when they said it's Asur. Avishaya Yoav Lamemaya Pritin, Avishaya gave money to goyim, in order to avoid that they should not take the animal to the king, for the king to work it. Let me shoot dosa, because it's really an iser to give it to a goy. El shaloi le'echad behem to him a goy. And when he didn't want to have yichud of a goy with the animal because of mishka behem. But mashallah, he holds that to rent it to a goy is fine. So the Mo'amaron came in. What are we talking about in the Mishnah? If it's fruits of the 6 years, so even here to show you a lot of work it when it comes to Shemitah. In a pair of shvi's, shiyotzu, lemoite shvi's, talking about a pair of shvi's, they're not after a Shemitah. Lechor shmit mutar, you're allowed to plant the land then. Likter also, you're telling me not allowed to harvest the land? Of course you can harvest. Once Shemitah is over, there's no Isser in Surya afterwards. Selling what I've a chesed on base, elakina, kamina, a pair of shvi's, bishvi's. We're talking about the fruits of Shemitah during Shemitah. He did not allow them to water the ground. Very good. That's mechuber. And mechuber is not allowed to do. So more about Tanino Mashkim is a shlochim b'moed b'shviz. But we learned that you allow to water the land in Beis HaShlochim, at least, place that needs water, and Chol HaMoed in Shvito. And we learned the rule that anything you could do in Eretz Yisrael, if you found any heter in Eretz Yisrael, you could do it in Syria. So why are you saying now allow to water the land? The only thing you can water in Eretz Yisrael is not for trees. It's only for Zroim. Only for seeds, for grain, but not for trees. So and that's what he said here. You can water a field that has trees. So ask the Gemara, you should be able to plow over there. Because if you're allowed to water, you should be able to be choyrish, which are associated with each other. The Reb Chaim brings that the Ashka is at the Lord of Harisha. So if you're allowed to do, if you're allowed to water Zroim, you should be able to plow, and we don't find they're allowed to plow in Syria, and therefore the Gemara stays here with the question, what's the reason why you're not allowed to plow if there is a way to water at least the Zroim? Halacha Gimel Zog the Mishnah. There was water that came on to onions that were from the sixth year. Now they're in the seventh year, and they grew more. They became bigger because the water that came on Shemitah. If the leaves are black, that's an indication they're growing from the ground. Asurim, and they're also because of the part that grew in Shemitah. But if they're green, why are they mutar? Because that means they're not growing from the ground, they're growing from the air, and therefore they don't have Esor Shvis. The indication is different. If when you're holding on to the leaves will come out, but not the actual onion, that shows they're very connected to the ground, and they're Esor. But if you take the leaves, the fruit, the vegetable comes out very easily, then they're not really connected to the ground, it's Mutar. Connected can Moitze Shviz Mutar. It would be the exact opposite. It came from Shemitah into Moitze Shemitah, and it grew in Moitze Shemitah. If the leaves are black, then you know it's growing from the ground and it's Mevatel, the Iker, that grew in Shemitah. And if it's green, so then you say that it's not going to be growing from the ground and it's not Mevatel, the Iker. So the one, Kidimastiso, Shchoyim Asurim, Yeroikim Mutar. Our Mishnah is telling us the black is Asur and green is Mutar. Meaning, don't say in the Mishnah that Huriku means if it was black and it turned green, then it's starting to become bad. Even if it started as green, that's already an indication that this is not growing from the ground. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Memches.